Hey y'all, hey, welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries podcast. I am the host of this podcast and my name is Shakira. Here we talk about different topics like pop culture, politics, news, movies, entertainment, anything you can possibly think of. We talk about it here on the podcast and we have new episodes every Tuesday at 9 a.m. We are trying to get back on a schedule because some things have been jumping off in my life lately and I'm trying to find a balance in getting back into the podcast, but make sure you are subscribed so that whenever we have a brand new episode, you'll get a notification, you know, like a little ding, letting you know that we are here with new content for you. Now, with that being said, last week we finished off our series Blacktober, and during Blacktober we talked about different issues facing the Black community. If you missed any of those episodes, I highly recommend you go back and listen to them so you can learn a few things. Now, we are back into our regular kind of topics, but this week is going to be a pre-recorded episode. It is an episode that I recorded a few months ago with one of my best friends, Crystal Sheffield. If you all listened to the earlier podcast episode that was Protect Black Women this season, she is the same guest. We actually recorded two episodes that day. This is the second episode. So I've had this one sitting on ice for a time like this, for a time where I may not have been able to record. As you all know, if you listened to last week's episode, I have a few things going on in my life, so I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. Now, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that you all enjoy the episode. It's a long one, so if you are a fan of long topics, long podcast episodes, this is the one. So I hope that you all enjoy, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I will see you guys next week on a brand new episode.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi guys, and welcome back to a new episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries podcast. Now, this one is a special episode because y'all know we have been doing interviews for a while, but like it's been over Zoom due to COVID and stuff like that. But today I have a guest. I have a guest for y'all. This is my best friend, my god sister, my confidant, like probably one of the people who's known me the longest.
Yeah. Who else?
I mean, like, who else? So her name is Crystal Sheffield. So Crystal, tell the podcast listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi everybody, I am Crystal Sheffield. I am 25 years old from Tallahassee, Florida. I currently live in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm here for the weekend to visit. Had to make sure that I stopped by to see my best friend. So yeah, we're about to do this interview for you guys.
Yeah. So I told Crystal earlier before we got started that I was thinking about her often. I think about her often. But I was thinking about her the other day and just like about how much our friendship has evolved, yeah, like, and grown and, like, went through stuff that we don't even talk about or, like, reflect on. And yeah, like, a lot. So there's a lot of people who have, like, friends. And I admit to being this person, like, if you do me wrong, like, I'll cut you off.
Yes. Crazy.
I will cut you off. Like, no room for second chances, none of that. But some friendships are worth, not saying that Chris has done anything, like, let me backtrack. Right. Not saying that she has done anything, like, worthy of that. But I know that there are people out there who have friends, like, good friends.
Yeah.
And stuff just happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they, like, cut that person off. And you might be giving up a friendship that's worthy of keeping. So that's why I wanted to have this podcast entitled The Evolution of Friendship. So first things first, from your point of view, describe our friendship over the years.
Oh, wow. Our friendship over the years, I mean, it's grown. We went from taking our first airplane
trip. I have that on here.
We went from taking our first airplane trip to D.C. to eventually, like, hanging out over the weekends. I think it was a few of like community service projects that we would do together. Being on the Royal Court at Family DRS in ninth grade is when we realized like we like each other. Yeah. Like, not that we didn't like each other, but like I was more of the like outgoing on the scene, trying to hang out, and you were more of the I gotta study because I need straight A's. Which was completely fine because we are who we are. Mm-hmm. But I think being on the Royal Court made us realize that we could combine the best of both worlds. Yes. So we grew closer then. But it wasn't until I got to FAMU where we were like combined at the hip.
Yeah.
And I mean, you had your friends, especially because you became a Zeta at that point, but you still included me in everything that you could, which I really appreciated that because I was new on campus. And granted, we're from Tallahassee, we know people, but being on campus was just a different venture from just being a
high
native
school, like elementary, middle school.
Exactly. And then, of course, like with me turning 21, we were definitely like, oh, we are together because this is all stuff that we could do. Shoot. So that is in the short version, basically how we grew closer.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy because like I have because I wanted her to go first. So like I could see like. If we meshed with like the point of views and the friendship and stuff, and we definitely do because I have like we went through a lot together. We took our first flight together. I have that here. We dealt with loss.
Yeah,
we dealt with loss. College, grad school, heartbreak.
Oh, definitely grad school.
Like almost. I mean, I just feel like outside of like. Okay, so Crystal and I went to the same elementary school. Y'all know, like, I tell y'all all the time, I went K through 12 at a black school. Crystal was at that school. So she was a grade behind me. But she, like, the baby cheerleading squad.
BJB.
We were on there together. We went to different, I think we went to different, like, have you ever went to Ravens sleepovers? At April, like, we were in the same places at the same time, but just on two different ways, I guess. Yeah, like she's, and I was thinking about it earlier because I was like, Crystal was always more outgoing than I was. So, like, Crystal would go and talk to people. I was not, like, I was not that person. I was like.
But you weren't me either. Yeah. You were just to yourself.
I definitely had, like, a shell, like a bubble.
Yeah.
That I, like, this is my bubble and I'm not venturing outside of this bubble. But, like, Crystal was the outgoing person. So, and I think that being on the Royal Court together, like she was in ninth grade, I was in 10th. That made me step outside of my bubble a little bit because it was full of outgoing people.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody had like unique personalities, and I think we also ended up being a little closer on the Royal Court because we were the youngest. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like we had to stick together. Yeah. Like, even though everybody else was like
still in high school, it was like what. 16 that year.
Oh, so then I was 15. Yeah. Everybody else was 18, 17.
Yeah. So they had like, they were living their life.
Yeah.
I just say that.
Yeah.
They were living their life. And I wasn't mad at them. Crystal wasn't mad at them.
No.
But it was just like different.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we just had to, it like forced us to get closer together. And I honestly feel like even if none of that stuff happened, like even if we had been at two different schools, like if the circumstances were different, I honestly feel like we would have ended up connecting some kind of way.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out like how though. Well, Tallahassee is small.
Yeah. We could have, I don't know, like friend groups.
Or, oh, you know what? The Rockathon.
I feel like during the winter, the Rockathon.
We would have linked up at the Rockathon.
And then we were at, was that this year when we were at Top Flight in the bathroom and Katia's mom came in?
That was March. Before the world shut down.
We were like in the club, in the bathroom, and my cousin's mom came in the restroom,
which happens to be my cousin, like my for real cousin, my mom's niece.
Yeah. And when she came in, Chris was like, "This is my cousin." I was like, "This is my cousin's mom." Like, what? So I honestly feel like we would have ended up connecting some kind of
way. Yeah.
So, like I said, the inspiration for the episode came from me thinking about like our friendship and how so much has changed recently. Our communication has changed. Mm-hmm. Our location has changed. Like I said, like we grew up here together, like in the same city, and we have been here all our lives.
Right.
And we went to college here.
Yeah.
4 years of college. And then after we graduated from college, like we knew that we were going to grad school. Now, Crystal went to grad school in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
At FIU. So, like, to you, how was that, like, from your point of view, like, being separated? It was honestly our first time being separated.
Yeah. I feel like it was hard, but sometimes when things are hard, you're forced to be stronger. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I'm like, I'm Cancer, so I'm like a mom. And I think me just having those traits, it came naturally to me to like check in on you, like make sure you were good, like just being a true friend. But I feel like with love, any type of love, like distance does make the heart go. Because when I came back to town, we were like, oh, we gotta do this day. Like, we spent the entire time, and my mom mentioned that yesterday. She was like, oh, since it's COVID, like, I have you the whole time. Like, you and Shakira not ripping and running the streets.
Like,
you know, like, for real. So, I just feel like it did make me want to, like, secure our friendship even more. Like, I just wanted it to continue to be strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like you were saying, like, you're Cancer.
Yeah.
So, Crystal is a Cancer. I'm an Aries. And Aries is a little more like...
Do you want me to...
give me your interpretation.
You're like to yourself. I don't want to call you an introvert, but like
I am that though.
But you are like you definitely have traits of one. You're like you have to make sure like you're good. Mm-hmm. Like make sure you're on the right path. Make sure the people are around you good, but more so like you're good. Like I don't want to say that you're focused on yourself because that could come off as like she is selfish. But like you really just. You care about yourself. Yeah. Like, you care about yourself. Like, you have to make sure that you're good.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's your work, your play, like, your health, you really do that. And it's not that, like, you don't want to make sure I'm good. It's just that sometimes you need your time. And I think that, like, other people that might be your friends or are your friends, they don't really understand, like, oh, Shakira's time. And I think that if you do want to be Shakira's friend or if you are Shakira's friend, it's important to know that Shakira needs Shakira time. Like, and it could be at any point in the day. It could be 3 days, 4 days, a week. It could be, it won't be longer than, like, a week.
No.
But Shakira needs Shakira's time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's funny. I did a podcast episode. It was like season 4. It was one of the ones that was like near the end of the season. But I was like basically telling them. Sometimes I feel like a really bad friend because the amount of like care and attention that Crystal gives to me, like, it's not always reciprocated. Crystal will call me. And I'll be, like, doing something or just about to lay down and take a nap. And instead of just answering the phone and being like, Chris, I'm about to take a nap real quick. I'll call you back. Like, I'll watch it ring and I'll be like, okay, I'll call her back. And then I'll go to sleep. But it's just, like, and also, like you said, and when she was in Miami, I feel like when you were in Miami, also when you, like, first moved to Cleveland, mm-hmm. it made me realize, like, dang, I'm, like, really bad, like, with communicating mm-hmm. with friends. I know that my friends like to talk often, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I know that I need to sacrifice sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I might be like going through something, or I feel like I need to deal with something before I talk to people. It's selfish. To me, I think it's selfish, because if I know that my friend needs communicating, you know, like, and I can't give that to them, then it's selfish. Even if I just give you a heads up, like, I'm not feeling like it today. Like, you know,
I don't want to say that it's selfish, or maybe I've just, over the years, I've learned to like, so it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to be like, oh, Shakira is so selfish. She didn't answer my phone call. Like, I need to talk to her. Like, I never say that. So I don't want you to be hard on yourself saying that it's selfish when it's not.
But just because you've grown used to it, like other people who just met me in college or like grad school, they don't have the luxury of like knowing me for years and years and understanding that's just her. That's something I want to work on for sure when it comes to communicating with friends. So that's a little nugget for y'all.
We can do that. I'm going to stay on you. I'm going to hold you to that.
Thank you. So that's a little nugget for y'all. Like, as life progresses, like, things change, and that's not something that we thought about, like, growing up. We didn't think about, like, oh, one day. I mean, we thought about it, but it wasn't, like, in-depth. Like,
it wasn't as important as it has become.
Yeah.
Like, now we talk about more, like, oh, like, when's the next time we're going to see each other? Mm-hmm. And then we have realized that we might not ever be in the same city again, but it's just, like, that definitely didn't change our friendship or anything. Sheesh, it's just, we've been through so much. I think that, like, it works for us because we've been friends for so long. I don't know how it will really work for people that maybe just met in grad school, or maybe definitely undergrad, but it just works more for us because we've been friends for so long.
Years. I wrote down here, I was like, sometimes we forget that our friends are on their own journeys and they're growing just like we're growing, so we should be able to extend them the same amount of grace that we would want. Hence this episode, to show you all the evolution of friendship and hopefully give you all some nuggets I was telling Crystal before we got started, like, sometimes you can have like a friend and they do something to you and you just want to like cut them off. But sometimes it's worth saving a friendship, even if it's just like, girl, I'm mad at you, but we're gonna work this thing out, like, and we'll talk about it, we'll work through it, don't you ever do that again though. But like,
and sometimes you just have to let people know, like, I'm strong on this belief, so really don't do this to me again. I think oftentimes people look at friendships kind of selfishly, and it's just like, oh, well, I'm still okay. My feelings didn't get hurt, but you, like, if something was to happen to you, I had to literally put myself in your shoes to know how you would feel and be like, okay, Crystal, like, you can't do that again. I didn't need Shakira to tell me that I shouldn't do that again. Like, you have to have, like, self-awareness as well in a friendship.
We have a podcast episode on self-awareness. You can check it out. Was there ever a time, like, you felt we were growing apart, like, in our friendship? For me, there was.
I'm trying to think. Like, I definitely didn't feel that way when we moved. I don't know. When was the time for you?
For me, it was in college. Remember what we were just talking about before we got started? And I was like,
you talk about so much.
So when we were in college, like Crystal said, like, we were still close, but we just had like two different friend groups that we ran with. And so, like, at first with your friend group, I was like,
okay, you're talking about like junior, senior year. I'm there now.
And it was, it was just like so much going on.
It was a lot going on.
And I just felt like, dang, like, I had my situation going on, like, at my apartment and everything. And then you had your situation going on at your apartment and everything.
No, seriously, but
So it was just like, there was a time, and I didn't put that much thought into it then, but reflecting on it, I did feel like, okay, we're just growing apart, like, as friends. I felt like we were on two different paths, and maybe it wasn't even two different paths. It was just like, we were just going through some crap.
Like, yeah.
Going through a lot of crap at the time. And so both of us trying to, like, deal with those different situations, it hindered our communication. And also, I just remember something. So, I just remember something.
What?
Who I was dealing with at one point in college.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a way to say this without, like, saying
it. So, like, and I'm trying to, like, be here.
Yeah.
So I need to know what you're about to say first.
Okay, so there was a point in college where I was seeing somebody.
Okay.
And that person was a liar.
Okay.
And that I suspected they were messing with someone else.
Okay.
And you knew the person. Mm-hmm. You and the person were actually friends.
Okay.
And you told me about it.
I
being a friend.
Yeah.
Like, you broke it to me.
Okay.
That person. And at the time, I felt like, why is she telling me this? Like, if she's my friend. But it was worth you telling me as a friend. But I also felt like, why is she friends with her?
Yeah.
You know.
And you know what? It sucks because I've been in a couple situations like that. But for me, it's like, I like having my friends. I don't like being put in situations where you don't like this person. Mm-hmm. Now you're mad at me and this person. Like, I don't like being in those situations.
Yeah.
For me, it's because, like, I value friendship a lot, so I give people the chance to prove to me, like, why I should still be their friend or why I shouldn't be their friend. So for me, it's just kind of like, oh, well, like, you are my best friend, but this person, they really don't mean no harm to you.
Yeah.
It's just the situation.
But see, at the time, I was directing all of my hurt and energy into that person instead of him, because he was the one that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Ever.
Don't
please.
Do that. Like, if a man is doing you wrong, like, don't direct that energy towards the other woman or the other female, because it's just not worth it. Like, he's the one at fault here.
Especially if she, I'm not going to say especially if she doesn't know about you, but at the end of the day, you have to remember that a female is going to be a female, and mostly men, like, lie. Mm-hmm. They pursue you. Like, they fill your head up with what you want to know.
Yep. So, or what you want to hear.
Or what you want to hear. Yeah, it's really what you want to hear. So, like, with that situation, I just felt like she didn't have the beef with you.
Yeah.
So, I didn't want you to make me choose. But, I mean, solely at the end of the day, like, if it came down to it, drama, like, you know that I would have had your back. Like, without doubt, I would have had your back.
But it was just, like, it was just going through it at the time.
And when you're in the situation, you don't really realize, like, how small it is or how big it is. You're just like, I'm hurt right now, so this is how I'm gonna deal with it.
Yep.
And me and you, I will say that me and you, I have gotten better, but I will say that we are very, like,
I'm so ashy.
The first time I'm not. But I will say that me and you are really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we just, like, jump. Like, we move too quick.
Yeah.
Like, we don't think about anything.
Yeah.
We, like, oh, this is what the situation is. Let's go right now.
Yeah.
In the car. Like,
it's
we,
like,
move too quick.
Headstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also, we have gotten better at that.
We have. I talked about it on a podcast episode because I was like, you know, for people that didn't know me back then, they probably think now, like, oh, Shakira's just so, like, and I'm like, there was a time.
Yeah.
It was do something and ask questions later.
Yeah, no, seriously. Oh, God. We have been in so many situations where it's just like, why do we do that?
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
like, why did we do that? Like, we did not have to do that, but
it was so unnecessary.
Rough Riders, let's roll.
Stop.
Drop. No, for real.
Shut him down. Yeah, that was nice.
Undergrad.
But we have grown.
Yeah,
we have grown. I'm so proud of us.
We're like almost perfect.
Woo! There was a time. There was a time. The hardest thing our friendship has had to withstand to you.
I think the hardest, and I don't want to say that this is the hardest because, like, it's not even, like, that hard. But I think, like, me being in a serious relationship and then, like, you being my best friend, because for a long time, it was always just me and you. Yeah. And we had situations going on, but it was never as serious as the situation that I'm in now. So I just feel like I don't want you to feel like, oh, she's about to run off in the sun and forget about me. Mm-hmm. Like, because I will never forget about you. And I don't even think that that's the hardest. Like, mm-mm. I think that it's just about me making sure that, not that you're a child, but I give you, like, the attention that you need and that you deserve, and to make you realize that, like, your place and my life is solidified.
Yeah. But that's important because I think that sometimes, like, your friend can get in, like, a serious relationship, and sometimes people just, like, all right, bye.
Like, yeah, like seriously, it could be a situation where it's just like, where's Crystal? Like, we don't see you hanging out with her anymore. And then you're like, oh, well, you know, she got a man. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can be, like, upset about it, or you could just be like, oh, like, bye. Yeah. But it's just like, we have that foundation in our friendship where we don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. For me, I think, let me see. Hardest part. I don't know. I guess that's it. That might be it. But at the same time, it's not that hard because
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like I wouldn't even call that hard.
It's
like,
just because we've known each other so long. I've known him since I was in 12th or 11th grade. So and he wasn't a stranger.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it a little bit easier too, because it's not like someone that you have to get to know, mm-hmm. and then you feel like, well, I don't even have the opportunity to get to know him,
right?
And like, who is she
mm-hmm. really?
Yeah. So I definitely think that because you know him, like that made the transition for me to even move mm-hmm. to Cleveland better. Yeah,
because if not, I would have been like,
oh, I know. Like, oh my God, I honestly, and because I value your opinion that much, like, it's some situations where I kind of like brush off, not with you, but like with other people. Did I
want to talk?
It's some situations that I would probably like brush off with other people, like, oh, like I'll take what they say and I'll stick it in the back of my mind, mm-hmm. maybe not even think about it again. Yeah. But because your opinion matters so much to me, like if you didn't know or trust the situation, I probably would not be
with
you. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And see, Crystal does not like to admit it, but like when, like, if I started dating somebody new or something like that, Crystal is like the first person that's like, who is that? Like,
I don't play about my friends. Like, and that's just what it is. Like, and that comes from me being a Cancer. That's who I am, because I feel like once I'm emotionally invested in you, like, your emotions play a big part mm-hmm. on my emotions. So if you're hurting or if you're sad, I'm now sad. And I'm like, all right, like, get the gat. Like, we gotta go. Like, we about to head out. But it's just like, I don't want you as my best friend to ever be put in a situation where somebody is mistreating you, mm-hmm. somebody is talking to you any kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, because then I'm really about to just pull up. That's just what that is. And I think that, like, also in friendships, like, you have to be honest with your friend about how you feel about certain things. Like, I feel like with me and you, I'm pretty much honest, like, Shakira, like, just watch out for this, like, pay attention to this. Like, even if I don't know everything, I'm gonna provide you with all the information that I have just because I want you to not get hurt.
Right.
So.
But I do appreciate that, like, you give me that, but you also, like, give me the room and opportunity to make my own decision in the end.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about that, like, last week. I was like, our friendship, we're so close, but we allow each other to mess up. Mm-hmm. Like, and we definitely tell each other, like, I messed up.
Yeah.
And we don't beat each other up. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about it, like, you're not like, Crystal, you knew, like, you don't say any of that. And I think that's just, like, what I love about our friendship the most. Like, we're allowed to mess up. We're allowed to grow. We're allowed to hurt in our own space and then bring the hurt to the table. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, you didn't call me in 2 days. Are you depressed? Like, and if I am depressed, like, you understand.
Yeah, like, so, I get it.
Yeah.
Just, or, like, I felt it. Yeah. But I was waiting on you to come.
Yes, it has been plenty of times where it's been, like, we knew something was wrong. We just needed to give each other that space.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to present it to me and I'm ready to present it to you, then we ready to talk about it. So.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I love that.
Me too. Because you don't get that in every friendship.
Yeah. Some people are just like, oh, she didn't talk to me this week. She acting funny. Like, No. When you're mature enough, like, when you hit a certain point of maturity, like, you just realize that people deal with stuff different ways. Yeah.
And you can't expect, like, your friend to approach a situation the same way you would.
Yeah, that's true.
Agree. Okay, so for you, fun question. What is the best era of our friendship? So, like, split into, I guess, like, times of our life. Like, what was the best era for you?
It's like a tie between high school on Roy Park, because even when you send me those videos and we have like those flashbacks, I'm like, oh my god, we did do that. Versus senior and junior year.
Okay.
Now senior and junior year was
tumultuous.
A complete roller coaster, but it was like it was a thrill.
Yes,
like,
it was exciting.
Every day we had something going on. Like, even if it was like, if it was, like, good or bad, we just had stuff going on. So, I think, like, I'm going to go with senior and junior year of college.
Okay. I think it might be a tie for me. It might be senior and junior year of college. Because we were, like, traveling, like, going to spring break, like,
we were trying new things together.
Yeah.
Like,
meeting so many new people.
We definitely met a lot of people. And I remember, like, sometimes, like, I'm not a selfish or a jealous friend at all. Like, I let you go have your friends. Like, you let me have my friends, because at the end of the day, like, I know you're my best friend.
Right.
But you ended up with, like, a lot of friends.
In college?
Like, once you graduated FAMU, you just had, like, because you were doing your, like, YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
And like, when we had went to that event in Atlanta, you were speaking to all those people, and I was like, who the heck are these people?
Yeah, people that I had connected with like a year prior. Yeah.
I was like, who are these people? Like, I guess for me, I guess I just didn't realize that you had so many other friends outside of, like, the people that I know that you talk to on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Or a week-to-week basis. You know how you are. But.
Oh, my God. Okay, what was your fondest memory? Like, if something happened to me today, like, what would be that one memory that was like, oh, I remember that time?
Spring break.
Which one?
Spring break, when we went to the concert, Jazz in the Gardens, I'm not talking about Jazz in the Gardens.
Okay.
I'm talking about everything that led up to Jazz in the Gardens, because
where did we go?
We hung out.
That's spring break.
We hung out.
I remember things by, like, what we had on.
So,
I had a cheetah dress on one night.
That was an experience. Yeah. That was an experience. And then we went to the beach. And we were with, like, Karina, Anissa, Vonnay.
She lost her shoe.
We were with Chris and Randall.
Yeah.
We went to see Alex because Chris had to go to, like,
that was,
we were hanging out. Even Jared, we had tried to go to Margaritaville. Yeah. And he was trying to skip the line. And the security guard was like, back in the line. Like, that was a lot in one. That was even a week.
Mm-mm. Maybe
Thursday to Sunday, because Jazz in the Gardens was Sunday.
And that was, like, our last event.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. My fondest.
That was definitely a good, I will never forget that spring break.
I think my fondest memory is, like, something that I just remembered. That video that I sent you when we were out of town. Were we in, like, Alabama or something?
That video is just so crazy to me, because it was just like, you knew or even before you knew, like, you being where you are now was showing then.
Yeah.
And we just didn't know.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw it.
Yeah.
So, what we're referring to is, was that Alabama? I feel like it was, like, Alabama or something.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a school trip.
I don't know. It was just the hotel was kind of giving me like small town vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe because we did go to Tuskegee.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. We did
go to Tuskegee. So, because he would always take us on different like college tours mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we went on a school trip. That was Rory Core time.
Yeah. Because I remember everybody else appeared at like the end of the video. Yeah.
So I was in 10th grade. Crystal was in 9th grade. And like I had this camera. When I got into cameras and stuff, and so I was like, I used to record everything.
Yeah.
And I don't even, like, I still don't even know why, like, I used to record it, but it was just
because you didn't do anything with it back then,
because YouTube wasn't a thing.
Yeah, like, it was just something that
it was
you
just
did.
Like, literally, yeah. Like, oh, I'm gonna record this. Yeah. And so we were in the hallway, we had pajamas on, and we probably were just like something. Creeping down the hallway.
I wouldn't even say like being kids, because like, we weren't like kids, but
just being like teenagers.
Yeah, and carefree.
Yeah, definitely carefree. And so we were just like going down the hallway, and I have like the camera on us, and we just like whispering stuff. It was late at night. And so when I found the video again, it really like took me back, because I was like, dang, like I've been doing this stuff for years.
Yeah.
Way before I even knew like there was a space for this. But no, it's seriously. Almost like, I guess like destiny, like stuff you realize like, wow, that was really like shaping me.
Yeah.
For this.
And like, did not even know it. I don't want to say that that's like scary, but it's just like,
it's scary.
God really works and moves in ways that we don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's just like seeing where you are now, it's just like, that this is for you.
Yeah.
So
praise God. Amen. So you touched on something before we got started, and you were talking about like the foundation of friendships, because I wanted you to like give your spiel to everybody that's listening, like for you, what sets the foundation for like a strong friendship?
I think a strong friendship is based off of honesty, a lot of honesty. Like, I should be able to tell you how I feel, whether it's good or bad, and you have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you have to accept it and be like, oh, Crystal feels this way, so let me cater to her needs. But you just have to be like, okay, that's who she is,
right?
And that's her feelings.
Right.
So definitely honesty. I will say communication, mm-hmm. but not communication as in how often we talk, but how we talk to each other. Like, the older I get, I realize that I want people to communicate to me and with me in ways that uplift me,
mm-hmm.
like, and support me and get me through my day. Like, I don't want you to be communicating like just drama, because I'm just like, you become what you surround yourself with. And I would never want us to just become into like a bunch of drama maniacs or whatever. So communication in that aspect. So I said honesty, communication. I just really feel like those are the strongest two. Like, that's what you need
in a strong friendship.
Yeah.
Because everything else I feel like is like built on top of that.
Yeah, definitely. It's like little paths
mm-hmm.
off of each one. But definitely those two.
So building on what you were saying, because you would put me on game on like a graphic that was going around about like the three categories of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So like, tell them, because I had never seen that.
So a young lady, I'm not really sure. I just paid attention to the graphic, but she posted a graphic and she basically said that friendship can come in three categories. And category one is like your closest group of friends, like your friends that support you, uplift you, like those are basically your role dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then category two was just basically like people in your circle that's on your team, but you you don't really, they're not like your everything.
Right.
Like, and I don't know if everything should be the word that I mean, but like, you are my everything. Like, I can come to you about, it's nothing that I can't come to you about.
Right.
So those people, category two people, don't fit in that category. And then category three people are just people that you hang out with. So you want to go to brunch, you call them. You want to go to the club, go see a movie. Those are people that
you call for that.
That you call, yeah. And I think that it's important to note that everybody cannot fit in category one. And everybody shouldn't be in category one. Like, you want to have a lot of friends, but putting them in categories... It's even good for you. Like, it works out your emotions, because if I can't call you for a flat tire, it's just like, you know, I'm your category two friend.
Yeah.
So, like, relax on me a little bit. Yeah. So, I think it's really important to know that everybody won't be in category one.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for people to remember, because if you don't separate your friends into categories, and I had never, like, looked at it like that before, but I knew, like, there's certain people, like, I can't call everybody for everything. Like, if I'm going through something, I just got my heart broken, like, I can't just call any friend in my phone.
And so it's also situational, because... Okay. I wouldn't say, like, your category one friends are your friends that you talk to your heartbreak, because it can be somebody that's
in category two. It could be somebody in category two.
Yeah, so you just have to just always be mindful of, again, like, where the people are.
Yeah.
And don't be so quick to cut somebody off and put them in category three just because you can't call them for something that's category one or two.
Right.
So
I agree. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too. It's important. And once you put everybody in a category, and I'm not saying sit down and make a list, but once you realize that, like, just some stress that maybe you even had about friendships will be uplifted.
Yeah. Like a weight off your shoulders. Mm-hmm.
And you won't even know it until you just realize it.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was good, Crystal. I think that's a good note to end on. So, thank you, Crystal, for coming and doing this podcast episode with me. It's your first one.
Yeah, I'm like super nervous.
But you did so well. Like it really well.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. There's, I ain't gonna say that. I was gonna say something, but it was gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt some feelings.
Oh my god.
So thank y'all for tuning in for a brand new podcast episode. And stay tuned, subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating on your podcast app. Stay black and carefree.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next time in the next episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries.
Bye guys.
Come on.